action. Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we're here today. We're just chatting about community, and you are all UK community people. Introduce yourselves. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Dave McMahon. I'm one of the co-founders of the Next Generation News Group, here with Richie.
Yay!
You guys also do podcasts?
And we do. We do podcasts on the Next Generation News Group site. Done how many? 12?
Yeah,
12 now.
Yeah, 12 shows?
One every day, live from TechEd.
Excellent. So you've been releasing every day from TechEd.
Yeah, so late nights, early mornings, long days, lots of interviews.
Excellent.
Good content.
Some good stuff today coming out. We've got Anders Helsberg, we've got Mark Seaman, we've got the Norwegian Imagine Cup team.
Good.
And we'll have Delegate of the Day. You know, we'll just go and pick somebody out of the audience.
Fantastic.
Rugby tackle them as they come out of session and then interview them. And we also got our own secret mystery shopper as well going around the event. He's a one of the Next Generation News Group members. He won a prize, a free ticket to TechEd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Guy Lombardi, nicknamed Bacardi Lombardi.
Nice.
Because he's actually doing a resume of all the drinks and the food around and TechEd as well. So we get a report from him every day as well. But it's good. He's been getting all the sessions and getting some good stuff.
He did actually say as part of his ticket win that he would actually run around the streets of Barcelona naked. Now, that's going to happen in the next couple of nights. I mean, it could cause a bit of congestion around the streets, so we're not going to announce when it's going to happen. But we will have that as a next-gen media event, basically.
Very cool.
Look forward to that. Spreading around the internet like wildfire.
Okay, excellent.
I'm Guy Smith Ferrier. I don't run around the streets naked anywhere, frankly. But I really want to see your guy do that.
Excellent.
I don't.
That's awesome.
not really.
So I'm a technical program manager. I don't produce podcasts. I'm in the community and really pro community. I like the UK community. We do a good job there.
Uh-huh.
And there are plenty of events that we're all involved in.
Sure.
That works well. But no podcasts and no going around Barcelona naked. Well, I'll save that for Bristol.
Okay, excellent.
I'm Brian Long. I work with an 11-year-old user group called the Developers Group. And being 11 years old, we're past all that running around naked stuff.
Okay.
But we haven't quite grown up to podcasting.
All right.
We do have monthly meetings and day-long seminars several times a year.
Excellent.
And the users seem to like it.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about why community matters.
Rich?
Why is this happening? Why do you do this stuff?
Yeah. So from all of us, for everyone in the C-sharp world, most people have come from a background prior to that. We've all grown up. I come from a strong sense of community with previously Clipper and then Delphi, and that's a big community issue. And kind of we've followed Anders through to C-sharp. We see this thing growing up from initially with public beta 1 and there's just not much support for a community.
Uh-huh.
And now we see really quite a strong community, particularly in the UK with DDD, the developer, a biannual event, which is run by the community for
That's
the community.
That's awesome.
It's hosted by Microsoft, but they're making it happen. They provide the venue and the food. And this event is fantastic because one of the problems that generally you have the world over is there's a huge step from just trying yourself out at some user group meeting to speaking at TechEd.
Mm-hmm.
That's a massive leap. And TechEd is a long way away from just standing in front of your user group. So DDD is actively recruiting people from the community to say, well, okay, you think you can talk? Here's your first shot in a no-pressure situation. As much as your first shot can
so
be.
So now you're all talking at TechEd?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I got the speaker shirt on. Whoa.
Sarah's just here for the beer.
Nice. Sarah's here for the beer and the girly geek dinner.
I did the girl geek dinner last night, so
cool.
I didn't do speaking. I have a speaker's pass, but I ran the girl geek dinner instead.
Cool. Yeah. That was fun. I was there.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good stuff.
It's an interesting story what Guy's saying, actually, because that's really my experience. I haven't been really in the programming world that long. I mean, I came in around about 96, 97, so I'm probably the baby here. Probably,
no, I'm the baby,
okay, I'm sort of babyish. And but I joined VBug originally, and that was a community which was pretty strong. Richie really was the Midlands organiser of VBug at the time.
Okay.
And I thought, well, let's give this talking bit a go. Let's have a go. So I did a session really just talking about what I was doing at work. Mm-hmm. Nothing else more than that. And I was absolutely shocked that people were actually interested in what I had to say. I had a great reaction from it. And then Richie and me just got chatting some time, and we were talking about XSLT. Yeah. It was XSLT at first sight. And so we did a session on that, and then that got picked up to go down to DDD, which Guy was just talking about.
Uh-huh.
And then someone at DDD saw us and invited us to come to submit a session to TechEd. And here we are.
Cool.
So it's a rags to riches in about 18 months, 2 years, really. So
But I mean, you did get practice of speaking in front of people and knowing how to articulate to a technical crowd.
I was actually in the Royal Air Force for 10 years. We did some sort of speaking training there and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But not really. I mean, you're putting your credibility on the line a bit, aren't you, when you get up and stand up and people like expect you to know everything and you're standing up there thinking, I don't know everything.
The nice thing about DDD is you go there and no one's saying you're an expert. You're not saying an expert, and no one else is saying you're great at this. Mm. And it's a really receptive audience. It's a nice, friendly audience, community audience, and they're very forgiving. And you go there and you say, I just want to tell you something. It's guys who are standing up and go, I got something important to say, and I want to say it, and I don't know how to get started in this world. And you see them do this, and actually, the passion comes through, and that's what the community, and particularly DDD, is excellent at doing, is promoting the passion. And once they've got the passion, they go, actually, I could do this. I did do this. I had a room full of 100 people, and people didn't walk out. And then and they go, okay, next time I now know where I'm going, and I can refine my stuff, and I'm on the way. The trouble is, it's that initial step from, say, well, I'd like to submit a proposal to TechEd, and everyone goes, who's this guy? He's never spoken before. We don't want him.
Yeah.
And particularly for the commercial conferences like Dev Week and SDN in Holland, there's just no way you can get in because they're charging money, and they need to, the attendees really have to say, well, this guy was no good, and I didn't get my money's worth. So it's too much of a leap.
I think on the other side of why community matters, and they're the 80 people that you're talking to, is the time versus the knowledge investment. That for those hours or 2 hours that you spend at a user group meeting, you're going to save what would have been perhaps 2-3 days getting a virtual PC install, downloading the stuff, and say you load all the development environment, and then you go, so where do I start with this technology? Whereas if you spend 2 hours at a user group meeting, somebody's going to give you enough information to make you aware of all the little features of a new technology, you know, as opposed to spending days just floundering around on your own.
I think it goes better than that, because you have a lot of people there, and they'll sit there, they'll go through the user group, and yet you'll still have them turn around and go, I need some help, but they know who to go to for help as well. It's beyond just being a one-way communication, it's dual direction. And they also give you links on, for example, your sites for where you can go for further information. So I think that kind of works too.
In some cases, for the attendees, the community thing works in such a manner that the talks are kind of like icing on the cake. It's all about networking, developing new contacts, and being able to develop.
I mean, what about just the social human context? I mean, you make friends from this, don't you?
Which is very important to techies. They have a tendency to...
Yeah, you guys tend to like hide in the closets and write code all the time.
Way of looking at things, honestly, Charles.
I think the dev world is actually leading in the user group side, because certainly the IT pro side of things. You know, we've had sort of feedback from some of the IT pro groups, and they're saying, "What you guys, you're just different, really. You get in there, you have meetings, you've got these great websites, you have beer, you know." Whereas with the IT pro side, I'm not an IT pro. I'm just saying from what I've been told from, I think mainly Steve Lamb, really, at Microsoft, is sort of like saying that, hey, these guys. Normally, for an IT pro, you've got to be like qualified up to the hilt. You've got to have all these qualifications, and they're generally sort of previously run by people like the British Computing Society and things like that. But you know, I think the IT pro is seeing what the dev world is doing and saying, "Hey, we want some of this. You know, we want to have sort of, you know, beer and pizza and a chat and, you know, network and hand out business cards and there is also a business side to it, because I mean, from my company point of view. We had a next generation user group meeting where we invited one of the chief architects on our BI side from Ridgeon to come and do a talk. And okay. I said, and this guy's called Dave Morrow, he's a top guy. And I said, Dave, this isn't a marketing deal, okay? You just come and talk about, this is it. You know, this is what you talk about the technology, that's what they want to hear about. Mm-hmm. But blow me, and there's a guy there, he had brought a mate of his along. The guy gave Dave a card, and Ridgeon got about, you know, £18,000 worth of business out of it.
Nice.
So you know, there are all sorts of reasons to get involved in community. You know, from the personal to the business to the networking side. You know, I mean, it's just a great part of being a developer, I think.
Although I think there's a mindset that we need to change in the UK. In that we have the developing community, and that works well. There's still more to go, because if you look at the level of positive attitude in the US to user groups. Now, people will travel significant distances to go to the user group. Now, in the UK, I'm in Bristol in the southwest. It's not like miles away from anything. It's the hub of the West Country. But oh, come on,
don't,
guys!
Don't sell it, guy.
It is.
It's nice for a day out. There you go.
Got a nice bridge.
It's got good timing.
That's Hewlett Packard in Bristol. This is a serious. Anyway, we'll cut that bit.
Come to Bristol.
No, there's no editing.
Okay, so the problem that we have there is Bristol has a good community, and we've got a fair-sized user group meeting there. But if you go, say, 20 miles down the road to Cardiff, the people from Cardiff won't travel to Bristol. The people from Bristol won't travel to Cardiff. That was 20 miles. Hmm. Now, that's just not far. So I would really like to promote a change in mindset in the UK, where these distances, which are relatively small, people should just get in the car and drive, as they will in the US, but
it's
not here.
Where you are in the UK, because in London, I live in Hampshire, miles out of London, and yet I'll travel into London for the user groups because I know that the quality of the technologies are there. So I'll travel that distance for that because I know that it's going to be quality information that I get and good contacts and everything. For me, it would take a hell of a lot for me to want to go from Hampshire to, say, Bristol. Because it's travelable for me to go in an evening after work, but it's the effort to go and do it and not know whether or not you're going to get the same quality of information there. And maybe it's a case of letting people know exactly what the qualifications of the users are and the people that are talking, maybe. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Try it.
Give it a try.
Yeah. Here we go. I think, also, enthusiasm is a thing which also drives community. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned,
sure.
You know, I think we do user groups not because Microsoft have told us it's a good idea to do it or anything. We do it because we think it's a great idea to do it.
Cool.
And I think that's the key thing. Yeah. You know, and it very much comes from. You know, I'll take the point that guy makes, but I'll say you know, the people there will be people who travel to Bristol. They'll be the real keen guys, but they're going to be the less. You're not going to get so many of those. Those are the mediumly keen guys. But I think the more enthusiasm you can generate around your own communities, then people will be willing to travel some distances. You know. But this is a two-way thing. You know, like all things, you're always going to get a certain percentage of people will make the effort, and some will just go to the local meetings. So that's fine.
Sure. And some people will just remain virtual.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
How exactly do you market your events?
Well, at the moment,
so people can hear about.
So at the moment, there's a Chris Myhill runs a VBug site just for the Southwest, which is an excellent idea. VBug send out mailings every now and again. So there's probably more that can be done in terms of reach. And what we'd really like to do is get onto Microsoft's mailing list and get them to target people. So that would be great.
Mm-hmm. So they can appear on the MSDN Flash as well.
Yeah.
That happens. We put all our next gen events on the MSDN Flash. That happens every week or two. We promote through the podcasts and also on the site. And we get people to blog about it as well, because blogging is
blogging is huge. You've got to know who to read.
Find a good blogger.
It's word of mouth, because once a blogger hears about it, they tell 10 or 12 other people. Yeah. The Girl Geek Dinners wasn't advertised any way other than marketing through blogs, pretty much, and word of mouth. That was it. We had 100 people last night. That gives you a fair idea of how good blog marketing can be,
sure,
and word of mouth, because we didn't do anything else.
I guess my point was that if you're somebody like me, if I wrote something on my blog, you'd never find it.
No, because people wouldn't know you had
just
a blog.
Creating a blog. That's the point. You have to
tell people.
You have to tell people, but you also have to, like, maybe get a link on Scoble's blog, or you have to get a link to from
I don't
some
think
famous
that's
blogger.
True. I think you...
if you can pick up on one or two people, I mean, I think we, when we first started...
Then they just spread it around.
Yeah, yeah.
Think within your industry area.
I mean, we only started this year in terms of Next Gen Group, so...
Excellent.
You know, so we're sort of, this is quite fresh in our minds, really, and sort of getting things going, getting things started. And I think that...
it's a really interesting idea. Yeah. I mean, when I was in London last time, I talked to a few of your compatriots.
Yeah.
And you guys, I mean, the Next Gen thing, you started it.
Yeah.
That was your idea.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's important. Nobody, Microsoft is now sponsoring it, right? We're now helping you out with giving you like a room to...
No. We do it ourselves.
I was... I thought there was something at the MSUK campus where we gave you a room or...
We'll have to talk to those people. That's for DDD.
But DDD.
I think one of the reasons why the Next Gen News Group works so well is the enthusiasm level. The amount of energy that you put into it and the number of different channels that go out. It's not just the user group. It's the blogging. It's the podcast. Yeah. It's the whole package.
It's an experience.
There's just so many people going, oh, buzz.
Yeah.
And that's why it works.
Great.
That's why I bought media as well, because that's what the Girl Geek Dinners has done. They've ended up buzzing out to some of the old media as well as the new media technologies, and that gets the word out even further. So, for example, proper films. We had a Girl Geek short film by Angela Saini from ITN, which ended up in a cinema randomly in London.
Wow.
They've had all sorts of things. The old media can help as well as new media. So maybe even just inviting someone like .NET Magazine down to some of the user groups and getting a user groups kind of column in .NET Magazine would work, things like that, just to get everyone in London knowing about the things, or UK.
Any ideas you can come up with, really. I mean, people looking to start their own user group and do that, then
giving
it's just
direction
it's just,
on that is good.
Yeah, it's just like, again, cool. Things, like, find somebody or some people who can. I think blogging is key. We sort of know some guys... the Scottish developer guys and stuff like that who do a lot of major blogs, Steve Lamb, a bit like that. You know, they've got big coverage in blogs and just getting the name there. As Sarah was saying, you know, you get that one or two people, it spreads like wildfire, and you get these emails from these guys, you know, like, who are these?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Dave, you also did the Ed Gibson tour, which wasn't really... That was spanning user groups, wasn't it? Spanning communities.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you organised all that.
Yeah, which is also a thing I think was good to try and promote amongst communities, because you know, some sort of collaboration between user groups, because there's no competition as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's a case of you're not competing for people or anything. What you're doing, you're trying to help the community generally. And we teamed up with Scottish developers and the guys over at Cambridge, London.net user group, and Ed Gibson. We've got Ed Gibson, Dennis Cruz, and some other speakers on, Rogers and Rigel. And we just put on a sort of security-based show. It was not a next-gen particularly event. It was a next-gen in association with Scottish developers, or Scottish developers in association with next-gen, depending on what region we went to.
And that was free, wasn't it?
That was a free event, yeah. And
so what are some of the challenges with trying to build community?
Time and funding.
Yeah, they're the two. Reaching
the people. Like, it certainly in my part of the world is finding the people who want to go to the user group.
Yeah.
They want to go, and you want them to come, but you've got to connect people up, and that's actually quite difficult.
Bribe them.
Swag.
Swag's always good. Swag works. Does swag work for you, Sarah?
We haven't. Well, I've got the t-shirts, and they seem to work, but it's the first time we've ever done a t-shirt, and it's a one-off, so it's quite cool. So
yeah,
I think they're going to be collector's items one day.
Alcohol and food. Well, food always attracts humans.
Yeah, I think. But again, it's the right people will turn up.
Sure,
that's the thing about it. The right people will turn up, and I think that's you know, that will always happen. You've got enough enthusiasm, the right people will gather around you, and you know you're going to have a core of people who are keen and are always going to be there. And then you'll have the people who just occasionally come, but, you know, and then you get the sort of people who just come once and may never see them again. But that's okay.
Well,
you know, we're having fun. We're helping people. That's great. That's what community is, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing I've noticed in London is there's a lot of user groups that aren't necessarily Microsoft-related user groups, and I reckon that people will have a really interesting time from the Microsoft user groups coming to some of the other ones, because there's RC1, Ruby on Rails in London, there's Web 2.0 stuff, so Wiki Wednesdays, Mobile Mondays, wow. Tech Tuesdays. There's hundreds of them around, and there's not really one single location where you can find everything on all events. You've got a whole location where you'll find all those ones, and then all the Microsofty related ones are all completely separate. They're in a completely different area to any of the others. All the Microsofties know where they are, but they don't know about all the other ones, all the other people don't know about them. So there's almost this thing where all the community workers, or workers, community owners almost, need to get together or find some way of communicating and keeping all that information together in one place, be that a wiki site or a single calendar, so that everyone can see where in the country these things are and also what times and what dates they're on. So you almost want to have a calendar plus an area map or something like that. Maybe yeah. We should just get someone randomly to go and put together something.
Sounds like a job for Channel 9.
Sounds like a fun job for someone anyway.
Yeah, well, Channel 9.
Community together, mash everyone together.
Channel 9 could do it, but you guys already have the means to do it, yeah. Right? You have a wiki.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the idea of a public calendar, and that's definitely something that we may be able to implement technologically. I mean,
well,
on the site.
Well, at the moment, we're using Google calendars.
Well, fine.
So, that's it now.
Well, that's, whatever. You're using Google, but,
you know.
If you use Google calendars to map out the whens and wheres of, say, Microsoft technology user groups, we could care less. That you're good
absolutely.
For you.
So
use Google.
There's a similar thing in the middle.
But the thing is, it's then getting the calendar into the
UI.
Into the mapping.
Yeah.
So you can see where in the country
Channel 9.
These things are. And just
well, think about it. I mean, Channel 9, you already have a giant reach. We have a big UK contingent of people that continually visit there. Yeah. We have a wiki. We have from the very beginning. There's nothing stopping you from creating a wiki. There's nothing stopping you from, whatever. You let us know. I mean, it would be great if you could create posts anytime something's going to happen. Hey, UK Niners, this is happening here. Or maybe the idea of a public calendar that we provide for Niners. These are all very interesting ideas, and we need your input for Channel 9 to grow. We can't just throw features at you. That's really not interesting to us. We want to know what you guys, what Niners need. And we thought by providing a wiki, it was a pretty good way to kind of get feedback and have people build our wikis, but we have work to do on our wiki to make it more visible.
How many Niners interact with your wiki at the moment?
A fair amount. We have like thousands and thousands of wiki pages. Many of them actually are from Microsoft product teams.
And how many of them are out of date as a result of new technologies taking over?
That's a good question. There's probably a few that haven't been updated in a while. The problem with our design on Channel 9, is especially as far as the wiki is concerned, is we really never built a way to let people know when something has changed on the homepage.
Yeah.
There's never been a way for people to know that a new wiki entry was added, for example, unless you subscribe to the Channel 9 wiki RSS, which we've had from the beginning.
Yep.
Which is probably the first wiki RSS on the freaking internet. We won't get any credit for it, though. But but that itself wasn't the best RSS design, because it only shows you changes to this massively giant thing.
It doesn't show you the full
unless
content.
You have your own namespace. And we didn't let people create their own namespaces off the bat. When you created a new wiki, you were under the Channel 9 namespace. So we're actually going to rewrite the wiki for the next release. And the homepage is going to be more like a river of information, where anytime something changes, regardless of whether or not I posted it or Rory posted it, whatever, it's going to show up in a nice area on the home page. Something new has just happened. Not just the coffee house threads.
Yeah, yeah.
New wikis, new podcasts, new screencasts, which I don't create. Those are created by other people.
It's interesting what you say about the London, sort of the other technology sort of groups. There's a huge group, sort of huge, wrong word. There's a large contingent of like sort of Linux user groups around the Wolverhampton Way and all around there.
It'd just be great
to sort of. We do know sort of Jonah Bacon, who runs one of the user groups there. And
that'd be,
we talked about with him sort of teaming up, even just doing like little demos of cross-platform communication sort of stuff. And
that would be amazing. That's the kind of community that would be great to see.
That's right. So there's about three or four. Again, there's actually three or four disparate Linux groups around the south and west of Birmingham. Hmm. So it all seems to Microsoft the north and east.
Cool.
Linux is south and west. I don't know what that one's worked out, but there's something to do with the wind or something. There we go. Must be the water.
So we're actually kind of thinking about perhaps doing Channel 9 events. Right, once in a while, where Channel 9 actually sponsors an event.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cool.
When the Channel 9 girl comes out, come on.
When the Channel 9 girl comes out. Well, I mean, let's
I'm all for a Channel 9 girl. We need to get a good design for one.
Why don't you design it? I can't design. I'm crap.
Channel 9 could sponsor the event. And then we could actually do the video, which goes back up on Channel 9 afterwards, so people can see the video, see all the links.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can be at that event, whether it's sort of online or offline.
That would be fantastic.
You know, let's do it. You know, next year, I'd love to do one of them.
Okay.
We'll get that big inflatable Channel 9 as well and bring him and sit him in a seat.
Yeah. Actually, it would have been better, I think, at this event for me to have had like a Channel 9 head.
Yeah. It would have been good to be dressed up as a Channel 9 guy.
Yeah. Because then it would have been, this event just started, it's still happening, but I think that would have been kind of fun and would have kind of relaxed people a little more than putting a camera in their face. I know developers myself, I wouldn't like that very much.
Yeah. Channel 9 should come across for a DDD.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I thought Channel
9
were coming across for the DDD. Are you not?
When is DDD?
Developer.
2nd December.
Yeah, I don't know. I
mean, you have to be here.
Remember, Channel 9 is a low-budget house. We use Movie Maker. We FTP stuff up to the server.
All right, but Microsoft UK.
You have to just give us the video camera. We'll do it ourselves and send it back to you.
And an inflatable Channel 9 guy. Dave.
We want the Channel 9 guy.
You could come for the 2 days because we've got a community leaders day, haven't we?
But you can get the equipment from Microsoft UK.
Yeah.
Microsoft UK will
Microsoft UK definitely has cameras.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We could get Steve.
So we should follow that.
And there's definitely people in the field that will have cameras. I know they make screencasts. There's absolutely. I mean, reach out to those folks. And it would be actually. I'd love for you guys to drive.
Yeah.
The video stuff.
In many ways, it would be a cool thing to do. But in terms of reach, well, DDD is oversubscribed. It sells out within days. Within days of the it's free.
That's great.
It's a free thing.
Well, that's why.
Within days of sessions online. So then people that can't attend can see it.
And there are other ideas like duplicating. You do a mirror of DDD on a subsequent day, either the next week or the next day. So there are other possibilities, but the fact that the event already sells out and it's 300 plus people within several days.
That's fantastic.
DDD, it sells out within days, and in some cases that was before the agenda was even published.
Yeah.
So people don't even know what they're going to get, and they sign up and say, I've got to go to this event.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to learn so much out of it. And it's on a Saturday, which is coming into people's real personal family time. So to give up a day for a Saturday and a weekend and that is a big commitment from somebody. If you're married, you've got kids and that. So I think that just speaks.
These are people that are like yourselves that are very passionate about technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's wonderful that you've created these sort of, these self-regulating systems that aren't run by the corporations.
The DDD is fantastic. It's one of the best events idea. I don't know who ever came up with the idea.
So now the DDD, you invite developers of all interest levels. I mean, not just Microsoft people, just devs.
Anyone
devs
that wants to come along.
It's
not always about Microsoft stuff either.
Fantastic.
I mean, I'm doing one on bloggies and wikis and RSS feeds for businesses.
Okay.
And that's nothing at all to do with any of the Microsoft products.
Sure.
So you can have it on any subject you want, and you can put something on anything really.
Excellent.
So we're presentation, aren't you?
Yeah, so we don't know which presentation that I'm doing, but one of them will be how to give great presentations, and the idea being that so you've never
do
done
a really bad one.
So, so the idea is you've never done a presentation before, so this is what you need to know. This is how you structure your stuff. This is how you come up with your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you deliver it. These are the problems that everybody hits, and this is what happens when you're nervous and all that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do it alongside Petra Kutcher?
I don't know.
So you're going to have the two different styles next to each other. The old-fashioned style of do this, then this, then this.
Yeah,
and then the flashcard styles of Petra Kutcher. We can have some fun with it.
Do a duet.
Excellent. Very cool.
Do you need a heckling audience, mate?
Yeah, we're heckling.
You're going to be there anyway. And if Brian's there, he's going to heckle too.
Did we say as well that the DDD agenda is decided by the community? So everybody is allowed to submit a session. So you're in the community, you submit your own session.
It's a great idea.
And then basically it's the community that then votes for what their top 20, 30 sessions are. And it's drawn from that the agenda is actually put together.
That's
so
fantastic.
It really is total community put together.
I mean, we could learn lessons from this for our own events.
See, what's really cool about the fact that everyone votes is it's a leveler. The whole field is leveled. You've got speakers who have been speaking for a very long time, and they go, well, I deserve to get into this thing because I'm a recognized speaker that's been speaking for ages.
Yeah.
No, you're not. This is a leveler. You're on the same playing field as the guy who's never spoken before. It's a case of how good is your abstract and what and how interesting is your session? And then people vote on your session, not on you.
They so vote on whether or not what you're going to talk about is interesting enough to make it to make the bar.
And the whole playing field is leveled.
Fantastic. So in the in what you end up then must be a really a worthwhile event where every, when you go, you learn something new. Because you're the one that helped decide what... But that is interesting. I mean, how do you know to vote out a technology that you don't know about? Like, if you hear... I mean, I don't understand how that works. So, in other words, if I'm voting for something, I'm want, you know, let's say I'm somebody I really want to learn about WPF.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, I'm going to vote for that. But it might turn out that some kind of more obscure technologies actually could be really, really interesting to learn about, but no one voted for it. So it's not going to be there.
Well, there's pluses and minuses to every situation. I think that's probably one of the minuses.
My point was you throw in a random thing that will be there regardless.
We have mystery sessions from time to time where we just literally just have mystery session and the person won't tell you what it is. People will vote because they don't know what it is.
Good.
So you just have a mystery session. We did that. Was it on DDE2? They did that. Something like that, yeah.
Cool.
They voted for a random session and had this random thing, no one knew what it was going to be.
Good.
That's one other thing, which I think I've heard this idea going around, might be a new guy, saying when the next DDD comes out, they shouldn't put the names of the speakers on as well.
Absolutely.
Because you know, if people submit stuff, they put their who they are by who submitted that session.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often people will vote for the speaker, sometimes more than the subject, you know, if they're fairly regular.
Sure.
So I think one improvement can be not put the names of the speakers down.
Yeah.
You just put your subjects, you know, a title, and then it's all on that, and then there's no bias to sort of some people who are, you know, I mean, there are some good speakers around, and, you know, but they may be getting votes which perhaps they don't deserve
because of their history,
which is fair enough. But
sure, but that's really important.
Yeah, it's there to give other people a chance. You know, it's there to give the new guys a chance just to think about it.
But it's the fourth one. The process is being honed, but the feedback from all the previous three has been overwhelmingly positive, which is a tribute to the success of the whole thing.
Wow, excellent. Very, very cool. Well, it's great to meet you and talk to you about this stuff. I mean, it's exciting. And maybe one of these days we'll be able to make a DDD. Or maybe DDD will become so big it'll replace the PDC, though I doubt it. Excellent. Nice to meet you all.
Cheers. Okay. Yeah, it's great. Thanks.
Cheers.